The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, November 4th. We'll explain where things stand the morning after Election Day, which key swing states both Trump and Biden have won so far, what to watch for next, and the one thing both parties can celebrate. Also, the U.S. left a major international agreement when the clock struck midnight this morning. We'll explain. Plus, gun sales soar, some retail store robots disappeared, and LinkedIn's newest tool to help you change careers. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Americans are done casting ballots to decide who will be our president for the next 4 years. But no, we don't know the winner just yet. As expected, election workers are still busy making sure every ballot is counted. Already, both President Trump and Joe Biden have scored a good chunk of early wins. Perhaps the most notable ones so far are in the key swing states of Ohio, Florida, and Arizona. President Trump is the projected winner in Ohio, getting all 18 electoral votes there. This is a big deal for Trump, since no Republican has ever won the presidency without Ohio, and only 3 Democrats have. Trump also won the battleground state of Florida. Historically, the candidate who won Florida has won the presidency every year since 1996. This is also big because that gives Trump another 29 electoral votes. On the other side, Biden has flipped Arizona. This is the first time Arizona has gone blue since 1996, and that means Biden will get all 11 of the state's electoral votes. Right now, there are still several key states that, according to the Associated Press, are too early to call, like Georgia, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Nevada. Overall, as of early this morning, Biden is slightly ahead. But a lot could still change, especially because of this year's influx in mail-in voting. And some states, including a few key swing states, count mail-in ballots last. Others have already counted them, so again, this race is far from being a lock. And while we wait to learn the winner, both President Trump and Joe Biden gave quick election night speeches to thank their supporters. Biden urged patience and said, quote, "It ain't over till every vote is counted." Trump highlighted his key wins and leads so far and said, quote, "Frankly, we did win this election." He also said he plans to take it to the Supreme Court to stop any more ballots. Earlier, he had tweeted that votes should not be allowed to be cast after polls closed. But it's important to note, votes actually are never cast after the polls close. They're only counted after the polls close. Twitter put a warning label on the tweet, calling it potentially misleading. Stay tuned. Even though the presidential race has not been called yet, there are results in for other key races. Let's start with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The powerful Republican beat Democratic challenger Amy McGrath in his home state of Kentucky. Another top Republican senator, Lindsey Graham, was also reelected last night. He came out victorious over Democratic challenger Jamie Harrison in what was the toughest race of Graham's career. There were other incumbents who lost their seats, though. For example, in Colorado, Republican Senator Cory Gardner lost to Democrat John Hickenlooper, the former governor. And Democratic Senator Doug Jones lost his reelection race in Alabama. Former Auburn University football coach Republican Tommy Tuberville will be sent to the nation's capital instead. Overall, Democrats have officially kept control in the House, but the fight for the Senate is closer. And so far, it's not clear if Republicans will be able to hold on to their majority or not. Also, we want to briefly update you on a couple of the ballot measures around the country. New Jersey, Montana, and Arizona voters decided to legalize recreational marijuana. Florida voters decided to raise the state minimum wage to $15 an hour by the year 2026. And in Colorado, voters rejected the idea for a 22-week abortion ban. In California, voters sided with companies like Uber and Lyft, allowing them to keep drivers as independent contractors instead of employees. Of course, that's just a handful of the more than 100 statewide ballot measures around the country. There's one big election win both Democrats and Republicans can celebrate, and that's voter turnout. The exact numbers are not in yet, but the U.S. Elections Project thinks we'll find out about 67% of eligible voters cast ballots this year. That would make this the highest voter turnout in the U.S. in more than a century. For comparison, only about 59% of eligible Americans voted in 2016. Also, things mostly ran smoothly, though there were a few isolated issues reported at polls around the country. For example, Florida saw some complaints about voter intimidation. In Georgia, some voting machines were not working, so voters had to rely on paper ballots instead, which slowed things down. Also, the FBI is now investigating robocalls that apparently urged voters in swing states to stay home because of safety concerns. Experts told Reuters the campaign has been running for months and it sent out millions of calls. It apparently sparked confusion among some voters. And a separate batch of robocalls went out in Michigan yesterday that warned people to vote tomorrow. Obviously, that was misinformation as well, since people cannot vote today. So that one is also being investigated. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, thanks to Just Egg for sponsoring this episode. Just Egg is convenient, protein-packed, and scrambles and cooks just like eggs. Yet, it's completely plant-based. And yes, that's possible. Just Egg is made from mung beans and uses 98% less water and emits 93% fewer carbon emissions than a conventional egg. And again, it has just as much protein as a regular egg. You can make an omelet, scrambled eggs, French toast, pad thai, you name it, all with Just Egg. I've already been impressed with the scrambled eggs I've made, and I'm excited to try more recipes. They even have a super convenient toaster-ready version that is perfect for grab-and-go or for an easy-to-make breakfast sandwich. In fact, Just Egg is now the number one fastest-growing egg brand in the U.S. You can get Just Egg now on Amazon Prime Now, or Instacart, or at Whole Foods, your local grocery store or co-op in the egg aisle or frozen section. Just Egg, a better egg for you and the planet. Thank you, Just Egg, for sponsoring this podcast. All right, now back to the news. The Supreme Court is hearing an important court case today that has nothing to do with the election. The case concerns the Philadelphia agency Catholic Social Services not allowing foster children to go to same-sex couples. The city stopped placing children in that agency altogether, saying the Catholic organization was violating anti-discrimination laws. But the Catholic charity sued, citing religious liberty granted by the First Amendment. It says Catholic Social Services should still be able to run the child welfare program with the help of millions of dollars in taxpayer funding. So both sides will present their cases to the Supreme Court today. A decision is expected sometime in the next 8 months. Of course, all eyes are on the newest justice, Amy Coney Barrett. This is the most controversial case she's considered so far, and it could give an indication about how she might approach cases like this that pit LGBTQ rights against religious rights. Stay tuned. Regardless of who wins the 2020 presidential election, the U.S. is officially leaving the Paris Climate Accord today. This will make the U.S. the first and only nation out of nearly 200 to walk away from the 2015 pact. The agreement calls on countries to do their part to prevent climate change, mainly by reducing carbon emissions. But President Trump says the deal has led to job loss, lower wages, and closed factories, and that's why he wants out. He also argues it disadvantages the U.S. while benefiting other countries. So a year ago, he started the process to leave the landmark agreement, and at midnight this morning, it became official. Critics are not happy about this because the U.S. is the world's second largest producer of carbon emissions behind China. It's worth pointing out, though, the U.S. might not be walking away for good. President Trump has previously said he's open to renegotiating the climate accord, and the Democratic hopeful Joe Biden says he'll sign the U.S. back up if elected. To be continued. U.S. gun sales have surged to record highs this year. The National Shooting Sports Foundation found more than 17 million gun background checks have been done so far this year. The previous record was also set during a big election year in 2016. But this new record surpasses that one by more than a million background checks. So what's behind this? Well, as CBS News reports, it all started in March when COVID-19 hit the U.S. and people were looking for new pandemic hobbies. Then over the summer, there was a lot of social unrest, which pumped up sales even more. And now the NSSF says the election seems to have inspired a third surge, partly because a lot of candidates bring up the Second Amendment as a political issue. There have also been fears of post-election unrest. So in all, firearm purchases have climbed every month since March. In fact, The Hill reports each month has logged its strongest gun sales ever recorded. It's worth noting, too, we'll probably see this trend continue through the end of the year because gun sales typically surge during the holidays. Walmart is scrapping its plan to employ robots. Remember, it was using them at about 500 U.S. stores. They would move through the aisles and keep tabs on items that were out of stock or misplaced. But the Wall Street Journal reports the retailer is phasing them out and will just use humans instead. The company says it found more simple, cost-effective ways to manage inventory with its existing staff. Plus, there were reportedly some concerns over how shoppers reacted to the robots. That said, Walmart plans to test other technologies in the future for tracking inventory and moving goods. Baby Shark is now YouTube's most viewed video of all time. The children's sing-along has amassed 7.06 billion views and counting. It was first released 4 years ago and has become somewhat of a cultural phenomenon. Kids love it, and parents love to hate it because the song can get stuck in your head easily. That's helped it become one of the world's most recognizable tunes. CNN reports last year it even made it onto the Billboard Top 100 list. YouTube's previous record holder was the music video for the hit song Despacito. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about a new tool from LinkedIn that is meant to help millions of unemployed Americans find a new career. But first, a quick thanks to our sponsor, Apostrophe. Prescription skincare works, but it can be hard to get and pretty expensive. But Apostrophe makes it easy and affordable to see a board-certified dermatologist online to help you reach your skincare goals. You get a completely customized treatment plan. In fact, Apostrophe's compounding pharmacy custom blends and hand bottles your prescription and then ships it directly to your door. No trip to the doctor or pharmacy necessary. I did this mostly to see what I could be doing now to prevent fine lines and wrinkles. She prescribed a mild yet effective option and answered all of my questions very quickly. Of course, they can also help with various concerns like acne, redness, dark spots, wrinkles, and more. Get your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com and get it for only $5 when you use our code NEWSWORTHY. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com and click Begin Visit, then use the code NEWSWORTHY at sign up, and you'll get your dermatology visit for only $5. That's apostrophe, A-P-O-S-T-R-O-P-H-E, apostrophe.com, and use that code NEWSWORTHY to get your dermatology visit for only $5. Now, back to Work Wednesday. LinkedIn has rolled out a new tool that can help you move to a new career. It's called Career Explorer, and here's how it works. It basically looks at your job skills and then displays different careers that require similar expertise. For example, if you're a food server, it might suggest you pivot to jobs in customer service, childcare, or event coordinating. Or if you're a store manager, it might suggest switching to jobs in sales. The feature also shows how popular certain career transitions are, and it'll even connect you with people in the field you're interested in. This new feature could come in handy for the 8.4 million Americans still unemployed right now. LinkedIn has found people are sometimes afraid to seek out different careers, thinking they're underqualified or don't know how to look. So LinkedIn hopes its new feature will make things a little easier. The new Career Explorer is live now. If you want to test it for yourself, we've linked it in today's show notes. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.